Please be seated. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jimmy. I'm the curate here. And they bring me out on particular services when they need a short and lowbrow service. That's kind of my speciality. So today I brought along an Easter egg with me. Hands up if you got an Easter egg this morning. Hands up if your Easter egg was better than mine. Yeah, my Easter egg is fantastic. Well, you'll be pleased to know that I'm going to use this Easter egg to tell us just simply a few facts. I thought that'd be the best way, rather than preaching a long sermon for everyone this morning. I'll just give you a few facts about eggs and Easter. Did you know, fact one, there are no eggs in the gospel story of Easter? Did you know that? In fact, the only place the eggs are mentioned in the New Testament is when Jesus is telling people just how good God is and how much God loves them and how he gives good gifts. And he says, which of you, if your son asks for a scorpion, would give him... No, let me say that again. Which of you, if your son asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? Got to get that the right way around. Hands up if you got a scorpion this morning. No, that's good. So that's the only place in the New Testament we find eggs. So, eggs. We only use eggs because they remind us of new life. Second fact, my egg this morning I have painted blue. Hands up if you had a blue egg. If you're foil wrapping your chocolate egg, I'm assuming you had chocolate eggs this morning. Anyone have a blue one this morning? One. One person. Jane is the only two. Excellent. Anyone have a red egg this morning? A couple more over there. Do you know, interestingly, the Eastern churches, so Eastern Catholics and the Orthodox churches, they traditionally paint eggs red because that reminds them of the colour of the blood of Jesus. So they're using eggs to remind them of what Easter is about. Here's an interesting fact. How high do you think you can drop an egg from without it breaking? Answer, 200 metres. Which is, I think you'll agree, quite impressive. From a helicopter, they dropped an egg and it didn't break. That's the world record. Did you know that the largest eggs today laid by ostriches? Did you know that? So if you're wanting an omelette, a large omelette, ostrich egg is the way to go. A couple of hundred years ago, if you'd wanted a large omelette, apparently the largest egg laid by a bird was laid by something called the elephant bird, which I think sounds quite exciting for starters, and their eggs were about this sort of size, which I think you'll agree is both impressive and terrifying at the same time, possibly particularly for the bird. But the final facts that I want you to remember today are not actually about eggs. Eggs are great, but they're not really what I want you to tell you about. In fact, this isn't even an egg. This is a papier-mâché piece of balloon inflated inside newspaper and stuck together and painted blue by myself over the last few days. You see, clergy do work very hard during the week. This is just simply an empty thing. And that's the first thing that I want to tell you. That's the first important fact. I've told you a couple of facts so far, but this is the first important one. The tomb on Easter Day was empty. If you remember nothing else about Easter, you need to remember this. On Easter Day, the tomb was empty. Because death was beaten. In a little while, at the end of our service, we're going to sing Thine Be the Glory, the great Easter hymn. And it's got a line in it. It's my favourite line in any hymn that's ever been written. And the line is this: death has lost its sting. And every time I sing that line, I picture myself, this is genuinely true, I picture myself in a football crowd. You know, like when your opposition, the opposite team, has lost their star striker, and the crowd go, where's your striker gone? Where's your striker? Just me? Okay, well, that's how I picture this, because it is a hymn of celebration. We are victorious. Death is beaten. The tomb was empty. And the second thing is this. Just like this papier-mâché egg, sin has been crushed. It has been destroyed. It is now good for nothing. Because that is what Easter is about. The tomb was empty because Jesus had risen. And Jesus had risen because death had no power over him anymore. The power of sin is the thing that separates us from God. It's the thing that trips us up. It's the thing that holds us back. And by dying on the cross for us, Jesus took away that sin. He removed it entirely. You and me are now counted as sinless in God's eyes. So today, I want you to remember two things. One, the grave was empty. And two, the power of sin has been crushed. It has been annihilated. It has been taken away. Jesus is death. And Jesus' resurrection is the most important thing that has ever happened in the whole of history. By taking away our sin, God has set us free. In a little while, just in a second when I finish, we're going to have a chance to say together our baptismal vows. These are the promises you made or were made on your behalf when you got baptized. I'm going to invite you this morning to say them together as a community, announcing that this is true. This is our story. There is more to life. If you've never made those promises yourself, if perhaps you're a bit unsure about how you feel about following Jesus, I'd invite you to make them for the first time. Talk to one of the clergy at the end of the service about baptism, because Easter Day is the most important day that there has ever been in the whole of history. Death is beaten. Sin is crushed. Jesus is alive. And that's my prayer for all of us today. May we know the power of Jesus being alive in our lives. May we know the joy of being set free from sin. And may we never anymore know the fear of death, because God has conquered it. Amen.